Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, Pastor Perry will be joining us in just a moment as we talk about serving as a family. Now, serving as a family builds unity, compassion, and purpose. Whether that is volunteering, helping a neighbor, or simply supporting each other in hard times, service strengthens family bonds and mirrors Christ's example of selflessness. And it's not just about what you do, it's also about who you become together. And so it's going to be an interesting conversation. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Perry. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope that you've had a good week.
Sure. It's my pleasure to be here. Beautiful. Once again.
Beautiful. All right, mm-hmm. So we're talking about serving together as a family. How does that serve us? How does it impact the dynamics of the family?
All right. I'm glad that this topic has come at a point such as this one, because I think this is a precious practice that we need to nurture. This can strengthen our family bonds in a special way. So doing something meaningful together creates memories and experiences that connect on a deeper level. In teamwork, when families work together towards a common goal, whether it's helping a neighbor or volunteering in a shelter, it fosters this sense of cooperation. And so everyone is contributing in one way or the other. That's just one aspect. So the other aspect is also that it improves communication. So serving together requires communication, obviously, where you are planning an event, discussing logistics, simply talking about causes, how we can support and obviously. So as you discuss, as you plan, you tend to communicate better with each other. But also I find it interesting because it also enhances conflict resolution skills that we may have, you know. Because in any project, challenges always arise. And so whether it's managing schedules, dealing with difficult people, figuring out how to handle unexpected obstacles, and all these things, the way we just get around it to achieve our goals and objectives enhances our conflict resolution skills. So these are some of the ways that we can be helped.
I love that. Beautiful. It's interesting that, you know, on the surface, it just looks like we're serving together, whatever that is, whether it's volunteering or, like I was saying the other day, a few weeks ago, I was doing the song service with my daughter. You just think about it as just that service, and you don't realize all the other aspects of your relationship that are, you know, that are strengthened and that are involved in making that happen. That's very interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Now, what are some age-appropriate ways that we can get children involved in service?
This is also very important because, children grow up differently, obviously.
Sure.
The others at a younger age would actually be involved in things that you'd be amazed about. And obviously, we can assess and see which one is appropriate. For example, ages 2 to 5, at least they're able to speak and understand. So these kids can be engaged in helping around the house. It could be just simple asking them to do something. Or just put a mat on the table before mommy or daddy puts food there. Could be creating cards of art to others, you know. I think they learn in quite a role in a church.
Yes.
How to create those things. You may just allow them to, you know, paint a little bit so they can test their art skills.
Yeah.
That may be helpful as well. But also the big things like planting flowers, these light duties that can help. But kids actually above 5, these ones can be asked also to begin to know how to cook. You know, just simple as making snacks.
Yeah.
Very important. Just all those light things that you can begin to train them to be independent. In case mommy is out, they're able to make breakfast on their own, simple as and palatable as it were.
Yeah.
These also can be used in visiting elderly neighbors, you know, around, because at least they're able to understand as well, like that, so they can be there. But you see that above 8 to 12, these are teens. Obviously, these ones can be also mentored in taking care of the younger children, because then it enhances their empathy and everything else like that. So just those ones, but above 13, obviously, these ones can be even engaged in actual missionary work, where you take them on a missionary tour. Missionary outings where they go there and begin to actually help out in some way. So all these actually depends on probably how fast or slow the children grow, but it's important to get them involved, because they need to see you do it. They need to see how it's done. They need to feel and appreciate all these things that they can also participate.
Beautiful. Now, did you want to say something else?
No, I'm just pulling for that. Yeah, okay. It's fine.
Okay. So sure. How does family service reflect the character of Jesus Christ?
It's a beautiful one. With Jesus, he left the glories of heaven in a selfless service to humanity. And when we participate in these things, we're saying, I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Mm. And so this reflects our selflessness and sacrifice that we need to actually exhibit a very rare quality. And so also you see that if we unite in service, we're actually mirroring the Godhead itself, the unity they have to be able to save humanity. And such is what we actually get in. But also, there's humility there and servant leadership. God, who owns everything, was coming down to be born as a human being. Yeah. It's not something very small. So when we get involved, we humble ourselves. We tend to connect with those that are suffering as well. In fact, the Bible tells us how God's heart is knit with those who are suffering. And when we get involved like that, is a form of humility. But also there's love and compassion. When you see your fellow human being going down like that or in need, that itself triggers the compassion that Jesus actually always teaches that we should have. And then the main benefits, joy also, service when you serve, you feel so happy, you feel satisfied and fulfilled. Because of that service, so it's just beautiful to be able to actually serve, and this is how it reflects on the character of Christ.
Wow, I love that. I like the sacrificial aspect of it, and the fact that, again, it's not just about the service that you're doing, but it's about the sacrifice, the selflessness, and bringing because sometimes I think we're very comfortable to do certain things. There are some things, it's easy to drop a little bit of money into the offering basket. It's easy to say, we'll pray for them from the comfort of our own homes, and all that. That's all great. It's good to pray for people. It's good to offer, financial assistance where you can. But when you get involved, like Jesus did, Jesus didn't do it from a distance. He came down to be among us.
Came down.
And he's the only human being. He was the only human being who actually chose which family he would be born into, and he chose very humble family, humble beginnings. He didn't look for, he didn't look to be born into royalty or whatever. He was born to a very humble family, and that just shows you it's okay to get out of your comfort zone. I think sometimes we often forget that part, the discomfort that comes with service, especially when we're doing it as a family. That's another thing, Pastor, because I think it's okay for me to do discomfort if it's just me, but now if I must involve my husband, now I must involve my children, it'll be too much. So, But when the whole family is involved, wow, that's beautiful.
For sure.
Now, what obstacles do you think sometimes stop families from serving together regularly?
Something that just jumps out of me, especially when we talk about obstacle, is just time itself. How busy we've become.
Yes.
Schedules are just demanding. The wife is this way, the husband is that way, children are. By the time you come back home, later at night, you're all tired. These messages really are creating a problem. But the solution to this is considering integrating service into existing family activities, like probably helping a neighbor, maybe just these times when you are free together. I think it's important to just cement that, because if you let it be, you always be apart. You know, matter grown, and you know there's a gap between all of you, and it's difficult. And so, yeah, to probably, I think the most important thing is to start small, probably on a monthly basis or quarterly basis or something like that. That itself will help. But also, what I speak, I see as an obstacle also is of lack of awareness or knowledge of opportunities. I think sometimes we are just blind to because the opportunities to serve are everywhere, but sometimes maybe we just close ourselves out and just not knowing just what to do. Okay, so sometimes to solve this, we may just require to research together as a family in local communities. Go around and reach out to local churches and schools just to see where you can actually fit in as a family, because obviously every family could have its own preferences on just how to do it. But sometimes also is actually financial barriers. Where you're struggling to meet all these costs at home, and probably may not have something to spare for service. But when we have that as a priority to save, at least we'll see how we can sacrifice some small other things to be able to reach out, to reach out in terms of service. Last but not the least, I think also we will see that another obstacle we get is logistical challenges as well, maybe transportation, or that reliable transportation may be a struggle. Of course, in other parts of the country, it's been like that. But anyway, all these challenges, they may be there, but there's a solution. There's a way we can integrate around them to be able to service. Not to say that this should prevent us, but to say that these ones offer a platform where we can begin to think outside the box. How should I do it? Mm-hmm. Because some people will just be comfortable with these things and say, it's impossible. But God requires us to actually get out of ourselves and do something regardless of the consequences or the obstacles we're facing.
And finally, Pastor, how can we make service a natural rhythm in our family life? I know you already touched on that when you said that as much as possible to just make it a part of what we're already doing, integrate that service into what we're already doing. But what else can we do to make service just a natural rhythm in our daily routines?
Yeah, so I'll just repeat these obvious answers like we gave before, where you lead by example, especially in a home setup. Mm-hmm. So it's important to lead by examples, because remember, we have always said that children learn by what they observe, what they see. So I need to see you do that. But also, we will see that you can make service a part of your family culture. Families have got different cultures, so make it embedded in there so they know that this is what it is. And the beauty of that, what I've discovered is, as children grow older, they'll never forget. Even when they have their own families, they create also these cultures that, because they think about home. Obviously, we also integrate service in our family conversations, just as we talk about things, stuff like that. Just bring up these things, raise up these things. It's been very good to talk about them, to reflect on service, to praise, to praise those kind of good works that are done. But also, we want to workshop also serve in different ways. To be involved in acts of kindness, obviously maybe local communities. Just having this diversity of ways to serve. Of course, offers the family an opportunity to say, we're not just limited to one aspect of service, but there could be several others that we can get involved in. And also creating a family service calendar, summer we're doing this, or, winter we're going to do this, that kind of thing. Everyone else thinks, we are doing this. And it helps to serve as well towards that. And it's a routine that we get into. And eventually, as we continue to do, this becomes a habit and becomes natural for us to be able to be involved. It's a minimum of, we can do that. But remember also to have fun. Have fun, have the creative way of actually doing it so that it can be memorable as we continue on.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, my pastor, for coming through. Thank you for a wonderful conversation and just highlighting the importance of serving together as a family. I think that's a beautiful conversation we've just had. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed one as well. God bless you. Thank you for your service. God bless you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.